Hey, this is Climate to Action, a California State University San Marcos student podcast. We're here to amplify voices and empower solutions in the fight against climate change and to address climate justice for all living things. We are committed to incorporating discussions on indigenous knowledge in addressing the climate crisis and to providing a call to action in every episode. My name is Eldon. I'm the production engineer at Climate to Action, and I'm excited to share more discussions that will make you think about our world, climate action, and climate justice. First, we'd like to acknowledge that our recording studio is located on traditional territory of the Luseño Payam-Cowichan people. CSUSM and its surrounding area are still home to the six federally recognized bands of the La Jolla, Pala, Palma, Pechenga, Rincon, and Suburban Luseño Payam-Cowichan people. It is also important to acknowledge that this land remains a shared space among the Cupeño, Cumaye, and Ipai peoples. Today we have a special episode. This is an excerpt taken from our Climate Change 101 episode with CSUSM chemistry professor Dr. Hale Keshtkar, who is an expert in green chemistry. This bonus episode will focus on knowledge she shared on that subject. So without further ado, let's hear what Dr. Keshtkar had to say.
You mentioned earlier something about green chemistry. Can you explain what green chemistry is for our guests?
Yes. Everything around us involves chemistry. As you and I are talking, there's chemistry going on in our bodies. Chemistry is in our natural systems everywhere. Chemistry is a big part of our industry. Without chemistry, we would not have the industries, everything that we use as we have them. Humanity would not be able to have everything that we have today without chemistry. So chemists have done a lot of good for us, for humanity. But so far, the focus on chemistry and what we wanted to do with it was on economic development and some human development. Green chemistry is looking at chemistry with a sustainability lens. Mm. So what is sustainability? Sustainability, as you might know, has three pillars: economic development, societal development, and protecting the environment. So that protecting the environment was pretty much what was missing before. We did not really focus on the fact that everything that we do has an impact on the environment. So sustainability basically acknowledges that we humans are part of the environment. We are part of what we call biosphere, living part of our environment. So we need the environment for everything we do, from the food we consume, from the food that we produce, all the way to everything that you and I have today, from your phone to clothes you're wearing, desk you're using, the chair you're sitting on. Everything has some elements that come from the environment. The raw material comes from the environment. So we need the environment for everything we do. And then from that side, from the other side, everything we do has some impact on the environment. From breathing, living, eating, our waste, all the way to everything we do in industry has some environmental impact. And again, we need that environment for our lives to thrive. So sustainability is allowing us or helping us acknowledge that protecting the environment means protecting ourselves. And in order to protect ourselves and guarantee that our future generations can also have the quality of life that we have, and we can have a just and just society. All of that means that we need to protect the environment. All the resources that we need come from the environment. So green chemistry basically helps us design chemistry and do chemistry, again, with acknowledging that we need the environment and we need to protect the environment. And how can we protect the environment? We have to reduce our impact on the environment. And how can we reduce the impact? Again, how can we design any chemistry we do in industry or in other aspects of our lives to reduce our human impact on the environment and reduce the hazard? Anything that can harm us and the environment, other species, other living beings. Because again, we know that this all comes back to us. At some point, we or our future generations or people on the other side of the world need to use the environment that we're impacting. And when it comes to using it and using resources when I say resources, I mean anything from air, from water, energy. We get our energy also from the environment. So all of those, we need to have our environment at its best so that it can serve us.
Right.
So green chemistry is same chemistry, but with the focus on protecting the environment, using chemistry for a just society, and sustainability.
Thank you for clarifying that. I hope our listeners got a quick glimpse of that.
Hey, Eldon again. I hope this excerpt from our conversation shed some light on a subject you may not have known about. The climate crisis is worsening as we speak, and discussions on the climate are needed more than ever. Climate to Action is dedicated to hosting more discussions like this one. Look out for more unfiltered honesty on the climate crisis. Our call to action for this episode is to talk to a friend about what you've learned and think about how your studies or career relates to the environment also. Climate to Action is recorded at Inspiration Studios on the California State University San Marcos campus. This podcast is supported by a generous donation from the Rosemary Kramer Rate Foundation. Want to hear more from Climate to Action, a CSUSM student podcast? Follow us on our socials at Climate to Action. Visit for updates, behind-the-scenes content, and more. Until next time, this is Eldon from Climate to Action, signing off.